Fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. On this one, we're going to go back to August the 1st of 2009. It's at AT&T Park, and it's against the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, the Phillies have a great 2009. They end up winning the National League pennant, but lose to the Yankees in the World Series in six games. The Giants are home. They're taking on the Phillies. They've won the first four games of the homestand, but lost to the Phillies the night before, 5-1. They're 42,694 at AT&T Park. It is a night game, and we've got a great pitching matchup, and it is Tim Lincecum against Joe Blanton. Now, Tim Lincecum, it's a very important year for him in 2009 and for the Giants as well, because we know what happened in 2010 as the string of three World Series titles in 5 years started. So 2009 was sort of a little bit of a precursor to that. But it's Lincecum against Blanton. The Phillies are a good team. They go on to win the National League pennant. And here's the lineup for this one. Jimmy Rollins, Jason Wirth, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Raul Ibanez, Matt Stairs, Pedro Feliz, Paul Bacco, and Joe Blanton, the right-hander on the hill. For the Giants, Velez at second, Wynn in right, Sandoval at third, Molina catching, Ishikawa at first base, Rowan in center, who'll have a part in this game, Lewis in left field, Uribe, terrific player at short, and Tim Lincecum is on the mound. All right, this one is scoreless until we get to the fifth inning, the Giants' fifth, as Tim Lincecum is just mowing them down, Blanton doing a good job too. Ishikawa gets a base hit and is caught stealing. Aaron Rowan doubles. Freddie Lewis gets a base hit. Now it's first and third. And Uribe, a sacrifice fly, as I say. He had five on the year, and he was a good baseball player.
Lewis runs, and the pitch is taken to shallow right center. We'll see. Charging in, Stairs. Rowan tagging. They're testing him. The throw, Rowan slides around the tag. He caught the front of home plate and scores the first run of the game.
Well, Tim Flannery knows he's got a pitcher on deck. This is the time to take a challenge and take a risk.
Uribe, a sacrifice fly, and puts the Giants up 1-0 as Lincecum strikes out. In the Phillies 6, it's a shutdown inning for Lincecum, and he does it.
The 0-2 pitch, see you later.
On a changeup,
and the fans are into it already.
And the Giants take that lead into the 7th inning. In the 7th inning, Ishikawa gets a base hit. Rowan is hit by a pitch first and second, and Lewis flies to center, but Ishikawa gets the third, a good out, productive out. And Uribe, another sacrifice fly, and the Giants are now up 2-0.
High. Deep. Ibanez has got it, and here comes Ishikawa, and it's 2-0. Good AB.
That's a big league at bat right there. He knew exactly what was in store, how the guy was going to try and pitch him, what he needed to do. This is a big league at bat in a 1-0 ball game when runs have been hard to find. And that is not a hanger by any means. Blanton drops it down around the knees on the inside corner, and Uribe just goes down and gets it. That's a strong man at bat right there. And a big run.
Very nice for him. In the Phillies' 8th inning, Chase Utley flies to left. Ryan Howard strikes out, and Ibanez flies to left. And I bring this up because Lincecum is just mowing down this excellent Phillies team. In the Giants' 8th, Chan Ho Park is in for the Phillies. Wynn strikes out, Sandoval a walk, Molina a base hit. But Ishikawa goes out, and so does Renteria. All right, we go to the Phillies' 9th inning. Lincecum is gone. He has gone 8 innings, 7 hits, no runs, a walk, and 8 strikeouts.
Got him.
Following it up, another changeup. And that is strikeout number 8.
Brian Wilson is in to finish this one. Lincecum had that great 8th inning, and here's the 9th inning. Stairs flies to left. Feliz grounds to short. And Victorino grounds to second. And the Giants win this one 2-0. The save goes to Brian Wilson, number 27. For Brian Wilson, 38 saves in 2009. Wow, he finished 60 games. 2008 to 2011, Brian Wilson, 163 saves. Wow. The Giants go to 57-47. They're 10 over. They win the next game as well, 7-3, as Barry Zito beats Cole Hamels. On the homestand, they're 6-1. In August, they're 16-12. And as it ends up in 2009, the Dodgers win the West. Colorado is second. They're three back, and the Giants end up seven back in 2009. But you know good things are ahead. For Tim Lincecum, 15-7 on the year with a .248 earned run average, 225 innings, 168 hits, 10 home runs, 68 walks, and 261 strikeouts. Do we forget this guy? My goodness. And he gets the Cy Young for Tim Lincecum, 25 years old. Wow. What a game. So Blanton is the loser, Lincecum the winner. He goes to 12-3, and that 8 innings of 7-hit shutout ball, and Blanton takes the loss. He is 7-5. This was a great one. It really was. Uribe doing his thing, and Lincecum doing his thing, and Wilson finishing it. And that's why this one, for me, was the beginning of, wow, this is a pretty good team. And it certainly showed it starting in 2010. So that's another great game in Giants franchise history.